Do you want your old turkey washed down? The answer is you don't. A new report says half of us are not preparing our turkey correctly. Well, let's find out why. Dr. Linda Gordon is the Chief Specialist in Food Science with Safe Food, and she's in our Cork studio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Carol.
So 4 in 10 people are washing their turkey while preparing it. Tell us why they should not be doing that.
Well, washing turkey under a tap in your kitchen will just spread food poisoning bacteria around your kitchen in tiny droplets that you won't even be able to see. There's no need to wash it. Any bacteria will be killed when the turkey is cooked. So we're asking people not to wash their turkeys.
How dangerous is the bacteria from turkey? We're always told that poultry is extremely dangerous. What kind of illnesses can you get if it happens to spread to other foods that you're preparing?
I suppose the most common one associated with poultry is Campylobacter, and that is the most common form of bacterial foodborne illness, and it particularly affects young children. So those under 5 are particularly affected, and also older people as well. So, you know, just think about the more vulnerable members of your family when if you're thinking about washing your turkey, and also think about what's either side of your sink. You know, bacteria can spread up to about an arm's length, around 80 centimetres either side of your sink. So just think about what's in your splash zone, as we call it, and just don't do it, please.
And of course, 1 in 4 people will be cooking the turkey for the first time. So you're particularly aiming this at those people who have not done it before and may not know.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people, you know, will be doing it for the first time this year, or maybe they don't cook, you know, whole turkeys or whole, you know, joints of meat very often. So we have a lot of information, not just about washing the turkey, but everything you need to know about cooking and preparing the Christmas dinner on our website. And we're really aiming it, I suppose, mostly at those people who are maybe a bit less confident. We have a calculator where you can put in the weight of your turkey if you have a fan oven, whether it's stuffed or unstuffed, and it will tell you how long to cook it for.
And what about that argument, stuffing inside or stuffing outside? I always put mine inside, but you say it's probably better out.
It's better out unless you have an electric fan oven, because otherwise you can end up with the stuffing undercooked while the meat is cooked, and you don't want to overcook the meat. So our research shows that it is safe to do it if you have an electric fan oven, but you should take into account the weight of the stuffing when you're working out how long to cook your turkey for.
You also find that almost 60% of people are leaving their turkey out of the fridge sometimes overnight, mistakenly thinking that this is the safest way to store the food.
Yes, and I mean, fridge space is at a premium, I suppose, around Christmas time. But if you do a little bit of planning ahead, move around the shelves in your fridge, and do make sure that you've space for the turkey. If you don't have space to put it back in the fridge after it's been cooked, and all the leftovers should go in within 2 hours of cooking. But you could carve it up, you know, and store it that way. But we would definitely don't leave it out. You know, we want to make the most of our leftovers. We don't want them going off. We have 3 days, if we are storing them in the fridge, in which it's safe to use them. So we do want to make the most of them. So always best to store in the fridge.
And what about making turkey curry? Can you freeze that and use it whenever you want?
Absolutely. If you don't think you're going to use your leftovers up within the 3 days, put it in the freezer and then you can use it whenever you want. But make sure it's sealed or wrapped up well, you know, so that the quality of the meat will be maintained.
Is there a lot of sickness relating to turkey or poultry bacteria around this time of year?
Well, it's very difficult to, you know, sort of attribute directly illness with, you know, particular practices and things at times of year. We do know that, you know, Christmas is a time when people are under pressure, and we know when people are distracted and under pressure and busy, that's when we tend to maybe take some shortcuts in the home. And we also tend to attribute food poisoning to, you know, something we ate outside the home, and we don't always realise that sometimes it's some of our practices in the home. So things like avoiding cross-contamination, hand washing, washing all your utensils and surfaces and things like that can really help to protect your family.
Okay, Dr. Linda Gordon, Chief Specialist with Food Science with Safe Food, thank you very much for that information. It is now 2 minutes to 9.